Well, hello there, Crit for Brains. This is Wooly Toots. And for once, I get to play in a game this weekend. Fifth edition game. A very own Crit for Brains game. And I'm going to be rolling up a brand new character here tonight. Now, what I'm going to do is... Now, I've cleared it with the DM that I'm able to use a third-party product to create my brand new character. And it's a product by Kobold Press. Now, they did a campaign setting called the Southlands, and it was mainly for the Pathfinder rule set. But what they did is they took the races that they created for that campaign setting, and they have made them playable for 5th edition. They've even gone so far as to do some backgrounds that are specific to the campaign setting. So I'm going to be using as much of this as possible in my character creation, mainly because, hey, I spent the money on this damn thing, so I better use it. Plus, one of the races playable is the Minotaur. And boy, do I love Minotaurs as player characters. So I'm going to do it, doing that for sure. Now, I've also decided to play a paladin. And basically what I do when I create a character is I find a miniature I want to use, and then I build the character around that to fit as close as possible. It just helps me visually. And so what I've done is I've gone back into my multitudes of miniatures, and I have found a metal mini from 1985. It's a Minotaur, and he's fully armored, plate mailed up. He has a what looks to be a fur cloak, like bear fur or something like that. But since I'm coming from the desert, I'm going to say it's like a lion. So it's like a desert lion. He's wielding what looks to be a bastard sword. It's a thick sword. Looks to be longer than a long sword, but not as long as a great sword. But 5th edition does not have bastard swords, so we're just going to go with great sword. No, I'm sorry. We're just going to go with long sword. Because he's wielding it with one hand. He also has an axe. It's bigger than a throwing axe, so we're going to go with a hand axe. And then it looks like he has maybe a long dagger as well. Now, first thing I got to do is come up with a name. And so when I was thinking about paladins and stuff and D&D, the history of D&D, it brought me back to the toy line and cartoon from the 80s. And now there was a paladin in that line, and he was even in an episode of the cartoon. His name was Strongheart. Now, in the toy line, he came with a what they called Faithful Charger, his horse. Every paladin's got to have a horse. His horse's name was Destrier. So I'm going with Destrier Strongheart as the name of my Minotaur paladin. And since, you know, it is fun to role play that conflict of different alignments in a party, but I just wasn't very attracted to any of the oaths that the paladins are offered that would be, you know, of good, you know, maybe good alignment. And because of the backstory I have chosen for my Minotaur, I'm going to go with the Oath of Vengeance, which allows me to be a neutral paladin. So I'm going with that. Now, the backstory is my Minotaur was a slave and forced to fight in a fighting pit as a young bull. And he was rescued from this by a paladin, a neutral paladin, a paladin of Sirion, god of fire and change. Now this god, this deity, is from Dragonlance, and the Minotaur's were pretty heavy in that setting. So I've just kind of leaned towards that. The DM says that it doesn't really matter. Deity is in this game. So that's what I'm going with. Now, this paladin was kind of a field surgeon, so to speak, for any army or any battlefield he would come across. And he trained the young Minotaur in the same skills. Now, this all works out great because Soldier Healer is a background that I'm taking here. And Sirion, the god of fire and change, his suggested domain is nature. Now, skill proficiencies for this healer background are medicine and nature. And I think it all works out really great. So Strongheart grew up seeing many battles, seeing many battlefields, and learned how to heal fallen soldiers and fighters. And he also learned that, you know, clerics, they're great and all, but they rely on their god too much for healing. And I've used my head, used my hands to heal those that need it. Which, hey, that is my flaw. Now my bond I'm going to go with is I have dragged wounded soldiers out of active melee and will do so again. Again, a byproduct of being in around battles and serving in different fighting forces, growing up around it. My ideal is that knowledge, understanding is the ultimate goal of all medicine. Again, that falls in perfect with my god and my alignment. And as for a personality trait, I'm going to go with the horrors witnessed by soldiers are nothing compared to those cleaning up the mess. So, my Minotaur Paladin, he has now taken up the mantle of the man that saved his life, saved him from a life of fighting in pits and being led from one area to another as somewhat as a fighting slave. And he now seeks out adventuring parties and others like-minded as he to be in service to them, to be a protector and a healer, and have a good time doing it. So all of that was chosen out of that Southlands 5th edition product. And now all that's left is to roll my stats. Oh boy, here we go. All right, I've got my 4 6-sided dice picked out. And typically what I do is I will roll no more than 3 sets. And wish for the best here when you do. So here we go, guys. All right. Not too bad. 5, 6, and 3. That's pretty good. Like that so far? So far, a good start. Ooh, 3 sixes, guys. That's nice. Here we go. That one's not so good. 5, 4, and 1. Here we go. 6, 3, and 2. A 6, 5, and 4. That's pretty good. I'm pretty happy with this so far. Here we go with the last die roll for this potential set. A 6, a 5, and a 4 again. Man, let me tell you what. That's a pretty sexy set. But, as I said, I do 3, and then I choose from that. 3 sixes again. I chose wisely when it came to my six-sided dice tonight. Here we go. 6, 3, and a 2. Maybe I spoke too soon. Five, four, three. 2 sixes and a 5. 2 sixes and a 5. What is going on here? Last set. 2 sixes and a 5. Oh, this is turning out to be pretty. How am I going to choose? All right, here we go. Last bunch here. 6, 3, 2. 6, 2, 2. This bunch is already turning out to be a fart. 5, 5, 2. 5, 1, 1. Yeah. This isn't going to fly, but I always roll it out to the end because, hey, man, we all go down together. 5, 4, 2. And then the last number for this set, 6, 6, 2. All right, I can already tell that I'm not going to go with this last bunch. So I got to check out these others here. Let me crunch some numbers. I don't know if you guys added up the numbers, but I did. And I'm going to go with the second batch of numbers I rolled. That gives me an 18, 11, 12, and 3 17s. Holy crap. That's pretty awesome. The first batch I rolled wasn't too bad. It was a 14, an 18, a 10, 11, and 2 15s. But man, come on. Can't beat that. As a side note, I'm going to be choosing all of my spells from the Base Player's Handbook. They didn't have any spells in that Southlands deal. And disappointingly, in the Player's Companion for the Elemental Evil that they put out, there are no Paladin spells in there either. So we're going with the base stuff. Now, Minotaur ability scores increases our... Strength goes up by 2. Constitution goes up by 1. So, with my rolls, where are they? With my rolls, I could crank a Constitution. Man, I could put my strength up to 18. I could do my Constitution. I mean, my strength up to 20. My Constitution up to 18. I could just do my strength up to 19. And then when I level up, that way I could split the 2 that you get when you level up and take that 19 to 20 because 20 maxes out. And do I want to max out right away or do I want to have a little bit more growth to all of my skills? I'm leaning more towards a little bit of growth. That way you're not like, you know, I'm not min-maxed right away, but I'm damn close. but then when you look at the Paladin, what is important for the Paladin is strength and charisma. So, what I could do is, so let's say I take my strength to 19 by upping one of those 17s with a plus 2. Then I could take another one of those 17s, change it into an 18 with my constitution bonus for being a Minotaur. And then what I've got is I've got an 18 for strength, well, 19th for strength. I got an 18th for charisma, and then I've got an 18th for constitution. So I'm beefy, and you know, I'll be able to heal people, stay in the fight a little bit longer, be a little bit of a fighter. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to go with. And then, again, that gives me that growth. But we're starting here at third level. And I don't get an ability score improvement until fourth. So I think I'm starting off really strong here. I'm really happy with this. So I think I'm going to wrap up here, guys. Now I just need to apply all this and fill out my sheet. And you don't really need to stick around for all that. But, hey, I hope you've enjoyed this little bit of insight into me building a character. And hopefully he's as cool as I want him to be. We're going to do our best, that's for sure.